The subject we're dealing with today is called Speaking and Praying in Tongues. We're doing part four. My name's Gary Stevens, and the topic we'll be dealing with is 10 reasons why the believer should speak in tongues. Let's go to Mark chapter 16, verse 17, and we read, "And these signs shall follow those who believe. In my name they will cast out demons, they will speak with new tongues." This is Jesus Christ speaking to the body of Christ, not to just the fivefold ministry, but he's speaking to the body of Christ. He's talking about all believers, that they will speak in tongues. There are 10 reasons why a believer should speak in tongues. Number one, it's the initial sign of baptism. Acts chapter 2, verse 4. "When the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues of fire, and one sat on each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance or leading." Please note in verse 4 it says, "And they were all filled," not just some, but they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they all spoke in tongues as the Holy Spirit led them. It is the initial proof or sign of baptism of the Holy Spirit in a believer, but it is not the only proof that a person is filled with the Holy Spirit. I've seen over the years where people are filled with the Holy Spirit, but they don't want to speak in tongues. So please don't use the initial sign of speaking in tongues as the fact that the person is or is not filled with the Holy Spirit. The second reason is for spiritual edification. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 4, "He who speaks in a tongue edifies himself." The meaning of the original word edified is to charge, as used in the connection with the battery charger. We build or charge up our spirit man as children of God when we speak in tongues. We also see in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 2, "He who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men but to God, for no one understands him. However, in the spirit he speaks mysteries." God has given to the church, the believer, a divine supernatural means of communication with himself. It's a spiritual communication. It's speaking in tongues. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 14. "And if I pray in a tongue, my spirit prays, but my understanding is unfruitful." In other words, my mind cannot understand what my spirit man is praying unless God gives me the understanding. The Amplified Version reads, "My spirit, by the Holy Spirit within me, prays." God is a spirit. When we pray in tongues, our spirit is in direct contact with God, who is a spirit. We are talking to him by a divine supernatural means called speaking in tongues. In other words, the Holy Spirit living in a person prays through that person's spirit, through their vocal cords and their tongue, prays speaking in tongues back to the Father God in heaven. The third reason, it reminds us of the Spirit's indwelling presence. In other words, it reminds us of the Holy Spirit lives in us. John chapter 14, verses 16 to 17. "And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide or live with you forever. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it sees him not nor knows him. But you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you." Praying in other tongues keeps you sensitive to the Holy Spirit and the fact that he's living on the inside of your spirit man. That's very important to know and to understand. The fourth reason, we pray in line with God's perfect will, which is the Word of God. Romans chapter 8, verses 26 to 27. "Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses, for we do not know what we should pray as we ought, but the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings, which we cannot be uttered or understood." Verse 27. "Now he who searches the hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God." Speaking in tongues keeps selfishness out of our prayers. Praying with tongues bypasses our mind and allows the Holy Spirit to pray the perfect prayer back to God, which is normally the Word of God. The fifth reason, our faith is stimulated. Jude chapter 20. "But you, beloved, building yourselves up in the most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, learn to trust God more and believe for the promises of God, and this increases our faith." The next part coming up will be part five, and we'll continue on with the next five reasons why the believer should be speaking in tongues. Thank you for being with me, and God bless.